It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture. Where America shops for furniture.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, an Odyssey station.
It looks like that ownership is going to last a little while longer. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified. Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay. Some of y'all are really in your feelings, and it's clouding your judgment when you text this radio show. Breaking news on The Score is being brought to you by DuckDuckGo. Tom Silverstein of the Journal Sentinel is reporting that the Packers have told Davante Adams that he's going to get tagged. I'm sure he's not happy about that, but I am sure that he's happy about being back with Aaron Rodgers and them putting up numbers. I don't understand some of you, not all of you, some of you, like, your reaction to no one wanted Aaron Rodgers. That's why he went back to Green Bay. Like, are you out of your mind? There were multiple suitors for Green Bay. And another texter asked a really good question. Did the Packers do themselves a disservice by not dealing him? It's a great question when you see that the Broncos got that the Broncos gave up three players, five draft picks, two first rounders to get Russell Wilson. I would imagine that you would probably give up more, a little bit more at least, to get Aaron Rodgers. The problem then becomes, well, you might then have an unhappy Davante Adams, and it completely changes where you are on what you think your winning timeline is. The Packers are saying, we still feel like we can win right now. So we've got this defense that I thought was really good. And even in the playoff game, I thought that they played really well. Aaron Rodgers didn't play well in the playoff game. The offense as a whole didn't play well in the playoff game. But you have all of those things that are there to make you feel like you're going to be a contender. You can pretty much mark it down that they're winning the North. So you're already in the playoffs, unless there's some sort of injury. Some horrible injury. And it would have to be to Aaron Rodgers. Even with David Bakhtiari out, this team won the division running away, as a division is in different levels of rebuild, with the Lions, Vikings, and Bears. It's But it's a really interesting question of should the Packers have really considered moving him, considering what the Broncos gave up to get Russell Wilson. The point I was making to Big Ant, I think, needs to be discussed too. I get that maybe things are rough for Russ in Seattle. And I've been saying, even when I was doing that crazy morning show nationally, that I felt like in a lot of these cases, the quarterback should just be loud and get out if they want to go to a different place. But I've always felt like Russ and Pete should just have figured out whatever it is their problem is. Maybe it was impossible to do, but I felt like that would have been the best place. And now you look at that division, the NFC West, you look at that division and go, well, what's standing in your way? The Rams are there if Aaron Donald doesn't retire. They're there, and they've got some situations that they have to deal with. OBJ is not going to be there. With him dealing with the knee injury, you do get some other receivers back. But Arizona is, they can't keep their quarterback happy. And how soon before Kyler Murray is, well, maybe he doesn't have baseball to go to because there's no baseball. And San Francisco is in flux. I guess you could make the argument of maybe Tom Brady comes out of retirement and goes to San Francisco. Maybe for a year. But he has jumped into the meat grinder going to the AFC West. There's nothing but killers waiting for you there. Nothing but. Good luck. Good luck with all of that. You got playoff teams and world champions and MVPs and a dude that's on trajectory to be an MVP. The Broncos probably look at it and say, we had everything but the quarterback. Now let's see if we can put it together. It is like new coach. There's a lot. We'll see if it works out for them. But yeah, man, I'm sorry that I have to deliver the bad news that the bad man is still in Green Bay. I was hoping that he would not be there because I think that it would have made the NFC North next year very interesting, no matter who was going to be the quarterback of the Packers. If it wasn't Aaron Rodgers, the Bears would have legitimately had a chance to win the division. My hope is that Justin Fields can take a big leap, that the Bears spend money in free agency to give him some of the weapons that he needs to make it work. But this was quite the blow if you were thinking that the Bears were going to be competitive. I'm not saying that they can't be, but it would be difficult. Then you see the Chargers have got Mike Williams on a 3-year deal, and you're thinking, well, maybe that's the type of guy that the Bears would need. AFC West, man, telling you. Oh, by the way, baseball is finished their meetings, and later on today, we'll find out if they're going to chop more games off the schedule. From some of the rhetoric that I've heard from ownership over the last couple of days, and I was thinking about this when I heard the rumors that maybe the Ricketts were thinking about buying Chelsea. They need to keep some of this stuff closer to the vest. The baseball owners need to do a better job of not letting their business get out into the street. They do it with their books. Like, they keep their books nice and tight, and no one knows who's doing what. But you can't be out here talking about biblical losses and then making a buy that Chelsea right now about the same valuation as the Cubs, right? Maybe a little bit more. You can't do that. Like, it's not a good way for you to win goodwill. And I do think that a lot of fans now are like, man, this is messed up. and with the idea that they could drop 25 to 30 games off the schedule and not really lose any money. So later on today, we'll have an idea if there's if they're going to unilaterally cancel another two series, even though you don't have to do any of that. It's a leverage play. It's so that you don't have to pay all of the dollars that the players will want in the 2022 season. And it's just ridiculous. So here's NFL, man. NFL strikes again. Oh, we'll just pop up and we got all this stuff. It's deadline day and two of the most visible players in the league. One of them staying put. One of them's trading places. We'll just do this thing that we always do, where we just decide that we're going to take over the news cycle, and then we just do it. We even take over the news cycle from ourselves. Think about the biggest stories in sports the last 24 hours. Calvin Ridley right now is probably sitting there like, man, they're not thinking about me at all. Great. Also, if I were friends with Calvin Ridley or a trusted advisor of Calvin Ridley, I would tell him to stop talking. I would say stop talking. Texter who said that Mike Williams re-signed with the Chargers. Yes, we said that literally like 3 minutes ago. And then like 20 minutes before that, we were talking about it too. So, but thank you. We're on top of it. We appreciate you, but we got it. But yes, I would tell Calvin Ridley, just you can just put the phone down, homie. No one wants to hear it. If you get an appeal, great. But you're not going to win this battle, even with what looks like some conflict of interest. Robert Mays was on the score earlier today, and I'm with him. It's pretty easy. Don't gamble on your sport. If you got a Jones and you want to try your luck, the NBA is playing right now. You can gamble on that. You gamble on your own sport, there's a big issue. So I'm not surprised that he's gone. It's been historically that's what they've done to people who have gambled in the NFL.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.